Hi, welcome to Three Dog Yoga. You're listening to a 45-minute flow class. When you're ready, grab a mat and let's get started. So thank you all so much for being here this morning. Yesterday we did restorative with core. Today I want to do a little like vigorous vinyasa with core, and that means that we'll move breath to breath with the idea of remaining centered, remaining in control. So this is not hurried, this is not fast, but that we're bringing a liveliness to the way we move. And I think it's going to require that, like, Kathleen, that jean jacket's not going to like stay on very long, and Maureen, your sweatshirt's not going to stay on very long. But other than that, everybody, go at your own pace, do what you need to do, but let's lively up ourselves. Sounds okay? Awesome. Start in down dog. Take a moment and feel how your body is. And note that that's different than thinking about how your body is. So, good starting point is to feel your hands and feet on the floor. Right? There's, usually we give very little drama to the palms of our hands and the soles of our feet. So go ahead and start like that, like an observation. Moving your observation up through arms and legs to the center of your body. In that same way that you could just notice your palms and soles. Nobody really gets too wigged out about that. If we can bring the same thing to the other parts of the body. Seeing without judging, noticing and respecting, right, without obsessing. We're going to rock forward to a high plank on an inhale. And press back to a down dog on your exhale. And you'll take three more of those simply to find a breath cadence. Inhale forward, exhale back. That allows you to maintain this sense of connection from your hands and feet to the center of your body. With that awareness of yourself as a whole, which is really what we want in a vinyasa practice. As we're moving, as we're breathing, this overall sense of being unified in our action. Next round, take a moment, camp out in down dog. Set your gaze and soften it, drishti eyes. Look forward to your hands and walk forward and halfway lift. Let's go hands to shin. So you're drawing up to your fingertips and you're really getting to a literal like halfway up with yourself. And then exhale, fold, wrap the arms around the back of the legs, hug in, tuck your chin. More of those, press your feet down. And again, different movement, but this back and forth action, same two poses, where you align with breath pace. And we've got the feet working the floor, and you've got hands working to fronts of shins and then back of calves. And everything in between is unified in these actions, lifting and folding. One more. And then folding in, pause, you're here for breath. Open your mouth and let it out. little bend of your knees on your inhale and press up to standing mountain pose. And something a little different, possibly if you haven't been here for this week, we're going to press palms together up at the top of mountain pose. We're not going to go Charlie's Angels, even though you know I love Kate Jackson. We're going to go palms into one another, stretching from feet to middle fingertip and ring fingertip, pinky fingertip. And we're now allowed to do this version of mountain pose that we weren't allowed to do for like 12 years because you have body awareness. And because what I've noticed is that we are getting to the point where as you reach overhead, y'all are stacking your arm bones over your collarbones really well. So congratulations, you now get to do this version where you press the palms into one another, going to rotate the triceps forward. Notice the connection that brings from soles of the feet up through your side body, up through the outer edge of your arms to the ring fingertip, right? You're going to keep control of your head on your neck so it's not going to drop back. Because this is why we never got to do this before. If you want to see bad form on this, it looks like this. I got this as a tuning fork, feet pressing down, ring fingertip reaching up, palms pressed, and exhale, hands to heart center. So you may see that in the more traditional yoga texts, arms overhead. Sometimes there's a lacing of the fingers, the Charlie's Angels. That just takes away some of that work of the arm squeezing in and the back getting some work into that integration. So we're going to go with palms pressing as they are right here. You can feel that as you press the palms into one another, back spreads, right? And getting this connection of feet pressing down to hands pressing each other and everything else aligning between those points. Next inhale, reach up to that mountain pose. If palms together is not for you, don't worry about it. Don't do it. But if you can, press in and lift up. Then exhale, bow forward. With an inhale, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands. We're going to step back, high or low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Good. And breathe out, down dog. A little different here. Inhale, take your right leg up and back, three-legged dog. Exhale, come forward to a high plank with the right leg hovering, just right with the left. Inhale, extend your left arm forward. Exhale, plant the left hand, right foot, down dog. Inhale, left leg up and back behind you, three-legged dog, from hands to foot, integrate your body. Then come forward into a high plank with that leg, like you're just lifting it high enough that the toes are off the floor and that's it. Pressing into what's on the ground, reach from back foot to front hand, right arm lifting, exhale, right hand down, left foot down, down dog. It's okay, we'll do it again if you missed it. Look forward, walk or lightly hop, top of the mat. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, bow forward. Press your feet down, low bend on your knees, come up to standing. With the arms stacked over collarbones, which means they'll be in front of your face. Reach up, feet to core to hands. Then bow, hands through heart center. Knees down. Breathe in, lift halfway. And breathe out, plant your hands, step back, high or low push up, chaturanga. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Reach through your arms, hands pressed down. Inhale your right leg up and back behind. Exhale, come forward into a high plank with the right leg in line with left, but the toes are up. Inhale, reach your left arm forward and from back foot, or right foot to left hand. Reach. Exhale, plant the hand, down dog, plant the foot too. Inhale, left leg up and back. Exhale, come forward, high plank with the left toes hovered. This is hard. Press into your hand in front of the ground. Reach the right arm forward and reach through foot and hand in the air. Hand up, foot down, press back, down dog. Bring in, just acknowledge that this is hard. Look forward, walk or lightly hop, top of the mat. Breathe in, lift halfway. Hands up to your shins and really do that halfway. Really get the plank-like action here. And then exhale, balanced breathing. You fold in, hands around the back of the legs, you hug in. Last round like that. It's a wonderful phrase. Press your feet down, inhale to reach. Palms press, bring fingertip up. Exhale, fold. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands, step back, high or low push-up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out to down dog. Press your hands down, inhale right leg up and back. When you exhale, come forward to a high plank. It could just be a high plank, but if you can, hover the toes above the floor, be precise. Inhale, reach the left arm forward and reach from heel to middle fingertip. Exhale, hand and foot down. Press back, down dog. You're empty. Hands press down, left leg lifts up. Exhale, forward to the high plank. You press the floor with your hands. Left leg hovers. Reach the right arm forward. You breathe in. That's important. Breathe in. And hand down, foot down. You breathe out. Down dog. Empty. Look forward. Walk or lightly hop. Top of the mat. Get together. Breathe in. Lift halfway. And breathe out. Bow forward. Hug in. I'm going to walk the feet apart. And then half lift with your chest, but sit your hips back. So you're coming to like a malasana, but half lift. And then bow forward. And just take a few of these, regain just this element of just simple flow. Right? Because what we just did was a pretty complex flow. I will acknowledge that. And one of the things we're doing today, that my intention here with this idea of core focus vinyasa, is not to burn out the abs with a lot of ab exercise, but to put in some new things where we have to have a little more control of our body, because it's not the same old, simple flow. It's not going to get any more complex than that. But we're going to be having to work that challenge of maybe not doing the usual thing through the usual blur of events that a vinyasa practice can become. Release your hands to your mat and walk your feet together. Then take the end of your exhale to sit your hips back. Bring your hands to your hips. Feel your abdominals come in as you lift up into Utkatasana, chair pose. Reach your arms. You can press the palms here. Straighten the arms and reach up at the diagonal. And exhale, bow forward. And breathe in. Lift halfway, flat back, walk your feet hip distance. Step your right foot back into a low lunge. Inhale, draw your heart forward. Fingertips are down. Exhale, down dog. Inhale, right leg up and back behind you. Exhale, come forward to that one-legged plank. Inhale, left arm forward. Exhale, left hand down, right knee, right elbow. Step, low lunge. Breathe in, heart forward. Breathe out, step up. Top of the mat, you have plenty of time here. There's no drama. Breathe in, lift halfway, hands to your shin so you come halfway up. Getting real precise here. And then exhale. Feel your feet press the floor. Feel your hands slide around the back of the legs. Bow in. End of that exhale, hips sit low, hands to your abdominals. Feel them work as you come up. Utkatasana, then hands press together. Feet press the floor. Middle fingertips reach. Bow forward. Breathe out. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Toe heel your feet apart. And step your left leg back. Low lunge. Your fingertips stay down. So this is low lunge. And we're good here. Tighten your back leg. Breathe in, lengthen forward. So from feet to core. Then hands to the mat, press down to step back, down dog with your exhale. And just a down dog, press into it. Inhale, hands press down even more. Left leg lifts up. Come forward to that one-legged plank. You're breathing out. Then you're breathing in, the right arm's going up. When you breathe out, right hand comes down and left knee to left elbow, step. You're in the low lunge, draw your heart forward. Simple, keep it simple, keep it low. Exhale, step the back foot. Breathe in, half lift, hands to your shins, make it simple and precise. Then exhale, we fold in. Your hips back, abdominal in, reach the arms, you can do the press if you like, spinning the triceps toward each other, and exhale, and bow. And breathe in, lift halfway, toe heel your feet apart. And breathe out, right leg back, low lunge, knee down this time, inhale, arms up, Dandasana, you can do that, palm press, be good to the back of your neck. Hands to heart, step back all the way to the floor, peel up for cobra, really slowly down, press up to hands and knees and back to down dog. Have a breath in, down dog, breath in. As you breathe out, come forward to a high plank, right knee to right elbow. Step into the low lunge, back knee down. Press into your feet, lift up the core body. Palms can press here to reach up. Back of the neck long. Hands to heart. Up forward on fingertips. Tuck the back toes to step up. When you get to the half lift, right? So it's time to simplify to remember breathing in and breathing out. So unhurried, just a connoisseur of each breath. Sit your hips back, abdominals in, lift your chest, arms, palms can press. And bow forward, breathe out. Breathe in. Lift halfway, walk the feet hip distance. Step your left leg back. Lunge back, knee down. Press into your feet, pull your abdominals in. Float of the fingertips up that we worked on last night. Do that here for sure. Reach, really reach. Then hands to heart. Lightly to fingertips, then the palms press. Step back, hands and knees to the floor. Press your feet down. Squeeze your legs, cobra. Pull your elbows back. Pull your hands back in the mat. Release down slow. Press up, hands and knees. Press back to down dog. Put on the brakes. You've got a breath here in down dog. Unusual. Use it. Send the tops of your thighs back. When you exhale, bring left knee to left elbow. Then a step into a low lunge, back knee down, up, chest lifts, press your palms, reach the ring and pinky ring. Hands come through heart center, you go lightly to fingertips, you press in your front foot, the back toes, long step. Press your feet down, draw your heart forward, Right? It's half lift, abdominals up and in, back of your neck long. And breathe out, fold. Really, really good. Sit your hips back, Utkatasana, chair pose. Then exhale, hands to heart, bow. We'll breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hand, step back, high or low push-up as you like. You could also go to the floor if you prefer a cobra, anytime. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Nice. Press into your hands, go back, down dog. Get a breath in here. As you exhale, come forward, right knee to right elbow. Step, back foot turns flat. Press down to go up. Warrior one, same thing with the hands, join them or not, but if you're joining them, they're not laced, they're pressing. Good. And as you exhale, sit into the front leg. Next inhale, heart up, low back bend if you like it. When you exhale, hands to heart center, we're gonna bring the upper body parallel to the floor as best as we can, like a halfway lift. Inhale, spin your back heel up. And exhale, rotate. Now we're in twisted crescent, right? Inhale, open your arms, the left arm inside the right leg, parallel your shin bone. Then exhale, look to your mat. Plant the hand, step back down dog or low push up. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog, press into it. Have a breath here to acknowledge that you could dial this up. Arms reach longer, feet press down more. You're more active, more lively here. When you're empty of breath, shift forward to the high plank with left knee to left elbow. Step the foot down, back foot flat. Press down to your feet, abdominals in. Come up, the arms stack over collarbones. Palms can press, you roll triceps forward and squeeze. And exhale, we're sitting into the front leg, keeping back leg tight. With an inhale, heart lifts, right? And that container around your rib cage and the collarbones, they take the arms. And then exhale, halfway, basically a halfway lift. We came down and do it, but it's a half lift, arms inside like airplane. And hands to heart center. Squeeze your back leg tight. Draw your heart forward. And exhale, rotate. Back heel comes up. So we're in twisted crescent. I only like learned this when I was today years old when I figured out we could do this. Open your arms. And then look to your mat. Plant your hands. Step back down dog or low push. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Down dog. Breathe all the way out. Press into it. And then just acknowledge with your inhale, there's probably a little more you could give this as you breathe in. Breathe out here. Look forward. Walk or lightly hop to your hands. We're going to breathe in. Lift halfway. And breathe out, fold. Sit your hips back low, abdominals in. Reach up and fold. Utkatasana, press palms. Exhale, hands through heart center, you bow. Breathe in, lift halfway and make this that kind of tuning fork where it's simple. It allows you to regulate your breath. Use that. Plant your hands, step back to a high or low push-up. And breathe in, upward facing dog. With your exhale, press back to down dog and get yourself into the down dog. And say press forward, arms lengthen, take your right leg up and back with the hip turn open. When you exhale, heel to your bum cheek. Forward, bring knee up towards your chest, look forward. You're gonna stay here for your inhale. Elevate the leg up towards your chest. When you exhale, step it on your center line. Back foot's gonna turn flat on that line. Coming up and around warrior two. As you exhale, dig in, sit into it. Also lift up through your center line. So you've got from the feet, the spine, then press out through the arms. We're take back arm. Take it behind your back as you reach the right arm up into a reverse. Any degree of behind your back is good. Doesn't have to lace around, but it could lay around the hip. And when you exhale, back up to warrior two. When you inhale, side angle pose, arm inside the leg. When you exhale, back up to warrior two. Inhale, straighten the front leg. Hinge at the hip for triangle. Breathe in. When you breathe out, warrior two. Stopping at that warrior two is a lot harder than going into the reverse. It's worth it though. We're going again toward the side angle, but this time elevate half moon. Breathe in. When you breathe out, you're going to tighten the upper leg, sneak back into that side angle. Breathe in, arm reaches toward your front wall. Breathe out, press yourself up. Warrior two, from your feet, up to the spine, out through the arms. With the inhale, left arm behind you, so it's not touching anything, you reverse. Then exhale, back to warrior two. Inhale to high plank. Breathe in as you step back. Breathe out. Step your right foot halfway up that plank, right foot. Spin your heels left. Inhale, open the right arm up. Exhale, we're going to let the hips lower down toward the mat and reach for the back wall. Inhale, lift your hips up. Reach top arm forward. Exhale, right hand down, step back, down dog or chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Down dog. Breathe all the way out. Press yourself into the pose. Keep reaching through the arms. Inhale. Take your left leg up and back. The hip turn open. Exhale. Bend the knee heel close to your sitting bone. Come forward. Knee toward your chest. Press your hands down. Pull the leg up. You breathe in as you're going to heighten this. Exhale, step the foot, back foot flat, inhale up, warrior two. Use your exhale to construct it well, to sit into it, to reach out. And then the inhale to that reverse with the right arm behind. So it could just be that the arm just kind of comes behind. It could be that you wrap it all the way around the waist. Your choice, your shoulder's choice, actually. Good. Sit deep. With the inhale, or with the exhale, sorry, you're back to warrior two. And with your inhale, side angle. With your exhale, you're back to warrior two. With your inhale, you're straightening the front leg and hinging into triangle. And there's the breath out. To warrior two. So none of this is staying. We're not grounding this at all. We're flowing. You know, back as if into that side angle, but press down and lift off. Half moon. Yeah. Bend the knee. Step back. Side angle pose. Breathe in, circle the arm around so that you've got a reach. Breathe out, warrior two. Breathe in, the reverse with the arm somewhere behind your back. Make sure your head's in line, that you're not rocked forward on your axis. Good. Back up to warrior two, breathe out, sit low, out through your fingertips. It's a real warrior two. And hands to you, high plank, breathe in. You choose down dog or low push up, breathe out. Breathe in, upward facing dog, press your hands down, press your feet down. Down dog, breathe all the way out, empty. Breath here, back to that, no drama. There's hands and there's feet and there's a space between. And the breath may be elevated. The mind may be trying to make sense of that or other tasks that are useless right now. So channel it into your breathing, which is never useless. Come down to your knees and to sit on your shins for hero. And if you have two blocks, great time to get them. If you don't have two blocks, but you have two things that could serve as blocks for about the same size, grab them. If that's not a thing, don't worry about it. You won't need them. You'll use imaginary blocks. It'll be fine. But if you got them, your choice to decide to put them on, put them right beside your feet. Right? And we're going to come up onto the shins as if we're going to do camel. I say as if we are eventually going to do camel, but we're going to do a little differently today. First thing we're going to do is our favorites, the hinge back with the breath, same pace as plank to down dog. Typically when we do hinge backs, what I see is like the pace of, oh my God, I want to get this over with. It's just true. We're going to go for something a little different. Squeeze your legs, lift your chest, breathe in, reach forward. When you breathe out, you're bending at your knee. You're keeping your body like a plank. When you breathe in, you're slowly floating back up to upright, putting on the brakes there. And then the exhale, whatever degree you can go back, you're going back. But then there's no hurry out of this for any of us. Slow and safe. So you're trying to match that idea of like when we go forward to plank, we have a lot of incentive to really just like get out of there quickly. Same thing here. A lot of incentive to get out of this quickly. Instead, just calmly. And you're becoming this connoisseur of breath and of movement. One more. No hurry to get back up, but you get back up and then you sit down to your heels or sit any way that's comfortable for you, but sit upright. Sit upright, do not round forward. It just screens, a little bit of this went on. That's normal because of the back work we just did. But instead, let that back work we just did inform your seat, like how you sit here. Okay, so if you do have your hands on your legs, this is a good point. Hands out front brings the arm bones and the back forward. Hands back by your hip creases, more likely to support your upright posture. Right? Just a thing. Small note. All right. Also, putting off the inevitable that we're going to do camel. But again, we're going to go at it with just a different little angle here, different pacing. Keep your blocks where they are. By your heels, come on up. Similar thing. We're going to take this little hinge back, right? Breathe in, lift up. Breathe out, little hinge back. Breathe in, hands to the blocks or your heels. If you don't have blocks, you're in camel. When you breathe out, abdominal in draws you up. You're upright. You're going to have a breath in here. And you're going to stay open. Exhale, hips or the body move back, hinge back. Inhale, arms go back. You may find your blocks, whatever side you need. And open in the count, being really aware of it. When you exhale, press your feet down, pull your abdominals in to float up. Then be there for the breath and like that breath in down dog, where you just accentuate your height, space. Exhale, one more of these. Hinge back. So here is that same exercise we were doing. Inhale, takes the arms back behind fingertips to blocks or your heels. You're in camel. Expand into that. Feels good. And then from your feet, pressing down and abdominals pulling in. You're back up. Stand on your shins. Take a moment. Be upright. Let that upright posture inform how you come down to seated. Yeah. Right. And it would feel so good to round forward right now. Like, we're going to do that. We are for sure going to do that. We're going to pause in the middle just to feel. Again, that idea of like the connoisseur of sensation. Right? That you start to pick up on how this practice is working on you. Most of us know how we're working. But how's the practice working on you? And then child's pose with the arms at your sides or the arms outstretched, but if you can, arms at your sides, and then do just the opposite, the thing I told you not to do earlier. Let the arm bones fall forward. Now we're really not in what we would call like good posture, but it's a way that we bend, an important movement of our spine. Tuck in as much as like, if you really like the tucked in and you want to come up to the top of your head for rabbit, you do that. If that makes you claustrophobic or anxious in any way, leave it out. Walk the hands out in front, cross feet at the ankles, come on onto your back. Really similar work for bridge and wheel. Pause here at the floor. Arms at your sides. Breath in. Make sure that your spine is lengthened at center. Things are well aligned. When you exhale, draw your abdominals in. Feel tailbone lift. Feel sacrum lift. Inhale, go up into whatever full expression of bridge you've got. When you exhale, stay there or just plant your hands. When you inhale, press to wheel, or if you're staying in bridge, lift your heels up. And when we exhale, we're coming from bridge to wheel or from heels up to heels down, but we're still in bridge. We're moving from wheel to bridge or heels down bridge. Everybody's in bridge, heels down. That's where we are. And then inhale, elongate yourself down onto the mat. Let your hips rest. Breathe out. The end of that exhale, heels dig in. You inhale your way up to bridge. Exhale, stay and strengthen, or strengthen and plant your hands. Inhale, lift to wheel or lift your heels. Exhale, heels down or back to bridge, whichever applies, both if you're me. Then inhale, elongate your spine down your mat. Exhale on the floor. Well, end of that exhale, tailbone curls up, sacrum lifts up. You inhale, up into bridge. Exhale, strengthen or strengthen and plant your hands. Inhale. Lift the heels, heel pose. When you exhale, back to bridge, bringing heels down. Then when you inhale, all the way down to the mat. This time, exhale, Supta Baddha Konasana. You can let your arms move out to the sides, so you're free. Breath in and breath out. Supta Baddha Konasana is not for you, right? It doesn't feel freeing for your body in this moment. with constructive rest. Let your breath go, let it get big. That was a lot, y'all. Take a moment for acknowledgement of that. Hallelujah. Increased heartbeat, increased blood flow, right? Those things we're looking for. We're looking to keep our body healthy, right? At the same time, we want to have the power of self-regulation to bring down any kind of anxiety or overwhelm that those things may cause or be symptoms of. So practicing here in Suptabhata Konasana or constructive rest after back bends, to come back to that steady rhythm of breath, to come back to that no drama space. Feeling the palms of your hands, the soles of your feet, and the rest of your body, and that kind of just non-judgmental, but fully awake and aware way. Bring your knees into your chest. Give them a good hug. Get a little wishy-washy side to side. If that feels good to you. Take arms out to the sides. Let this become a totally seaweed and water style movement of belly twisting pose. I'm going to take that to even one more level of loosey-goosey belly twisting pose. Come back into a center line. And we're going to go one leg at a time. So it's right leg down, left leg meets, left leg up, right leg meets. This doesn't get easier. Left leg down, right leg down to meet. Right leg center, left leg into meet. So real flowy, real just seaweed characteristic, but it's going to take some mental agility to remember what you're doing. And bring that back to center and go right knee in, left leg away from you. And then left knee and right leg away from you. And the legs are staying bent. So it's this little small marching action of the legs. It's then going to become those circles, right? Those figure eights of knee moves in and then out to the side and then switch it to the other side. So mobility in the hip circles, mobility in your hip joint with these hip circles. Yeah, have mobility in your hip circles too. Like, just don't go tell anybody I told you that you have a body part called a hip circle. Next time around, cross your right ankle outside the left thigh. Then you're going to inhale, take the legs over to the left. And exhale, bring them back to center. Inhale, undo it, let the legs circle around. Left ankle outside right thigh. Inhale that over to the right. Exhale, back to center. Go through that one more time. Inhale, big leg circles around so that you get the right foot outside the left thigh hugs it in. Over to the side. And back in the center. Undo it to the other side. Over. Recline pigeon, moving to the right, back at center. Inhale, undo it. Let the legs come out into upturned frog or happy baby as you like it. And release that into Shavasana. Again, noticing the echoes of the movement, the really vigorous vinyasa. But hopefully not rushed, right? That we don't have to make those things kind of synonymous in our mind. Right? That would be like, if we could learn one thing with vinyasa, I'd love for us to learn that. To be able to work really at our full potential, but without drama or stress or equating that with hurry or force. That's my own intention, but as a collective group, to learn to do that, to be fully present and strong and bold. Also at home and at ease in our own skin. Stay here for as long as you like. If you're still enjoying this and can continue to enjoy it, please do. If you're ready to move, start with wiggling your fingers and toes lightly. Roll to comfortable side. And with as little extra as possible, or maybe just a palm to the floor, to lift you up, come to seat in. Let's go with that little pro tip from earlier. If you tend to hold onto your knees or your shins, see if sliding your hands back a bit allows the arms to be more kind of aligned with your side body, or front body to be more open. Can you sit upright instead of being kind of plowed forward? For a lot of us, that's just life. We're drawn forward into it. That's a good thing. But being drawn forward and down, though, not so much. So upright at center. You're feeling the connection of your body to the floor. The connection of your hands on your body. The movement of breath in and out, your communication with the space around you. These things, where you are, who you are, and how you're interacting with life, unified in one space here. Bring our hands together at heart center, that acknowledgement of that space and how when we pause to be in it, we have more choices available to us. When we have choices available to us in a moment of presence, we choose well. We choose good. And bring thumbs to forehead center. Inner acknowledgement of each other, time that we shared. And especially from me to you, that was great. Thank you all so much. Namaste. Thank you all so much. Super job. Well done. Have an awesome day. See you soon.
And thank you for joining us here. We'd love to see you online in our Zoom quiz. You can join us at 3dogyoga.com. And if you'd like to support this podcast, we're on patreon.com/3dogyoga. Thanks again for practicing with us. Namaste.